This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
On today's Spit Hit, we're going to talk about playing board games against professionals, dirty underwear protocol, and we're going to break down, like, do you prioritize a friend's feelings or do you prefer financial gain? Enjoy the show. Hey, make sure you subscribe. Make sure you follow the podcast and tell your friends, because here we go.
What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Scoop, doop, scoopity doop, come on!
Welcome in, everybody.
Oh, man, your face told me you were... I thought you were feeling that scat so much you were about to just jump in.
I did think about dropping a little diddly-dee at the end.
You should have.
Welcome into the Spitballers Podcast. Yet another fabulous episode. Back in studio... Jason Moore is here. Mike Wright. I'm Andy Holloway.
It's nice to be back in the studio together, mm-hmm. to be able to not have to look at a Zoom screen.
Yeah.
Like, my favorite
great.
Part. You're not enjoying my company, my
presence?
You're
just so close to me.
Oh, I mean, we've got to be able to hold hands, or else why would we even be in person?
Welcome into the show. We have Would You Rather on today's episode, some life advice we're going to dole out. Always valuable, because when you think about it, almost everybody has a life, and they can apply the advice
I
to
have been
said
told,
life.
I've been told to get a life.
Right. And did you?
I'm not sure.
How do you even know?
Yeah. How does one measure that?
Can you go someplace and they'll tell you, yes, sir, you do have a life now?
Yeah. I mean, this is the place where you arrive for those conclusions. Mike, I can inform you, do have a life.
Yeah,
it's I know. I put the suspense on it for you, but
when you unsubscribe from World of Warcraft, that is the moment in which you got a life.
You've obtained the life. But yeah, I mean, a lot of
what
people
is this feeling.
It's a life.
They pay a lot of money for life advice,
yes.
And they go
to
professionals for that advice. And now you're getting it for free,
right?
And this is like high quality, mm-hmm. really important, should always take it.
Understated, but really important.
Life advice.
We have a draft today, which I think will be really, really fun.
It's going to be a wild one.
This is up there with the best colors draft for me. So I'm excited. I'll be honest, I felt a little uneducated, but we'll get there. We'll get there. I just didn't. It's been a while since I've taken some high school chemistry.
It's not like when you have to start the show with the scat, that means you have the 101
right.
in our draft. And it's not always where you're really happy you have the first
pick. But you
pick.
Are.
But, in a draft like this where there's such a clear first pick.
There is such a clear first pick,
There is a clear first
Wait,
pick.
You both agree with that?
100%.
I have no idea.
I don't know that Mike has any idea either.
Oh, you don't know whether Mike's even right.
Right. We'll find out.
It's going to be fun. But I have asked Al Borland, who is here. Al, say hello.
What's up, Spitwads?
I have asked him to vet our answers because there is the chance on today's draft that somebody misfires.
I will be honest. When I was creating my list, I put something on there because, like, of course, this is an element. And then
we are drafting the best elements on the periodic table.
And after I put it on my list, it's like, I don't think that's actually.
And were you right? It wasn't?
Yeah, that is not.
Yeah, I had one written down that was wrong as well. So we'll go over our invented.
Unobtainium.
No, it's a real thing. It's just not actually an element.
Exactly. Mm. Yeah. Now Jason's like, wait.
Now
can
I'm
be
worried. Now I'm Googling.
At Spitballers Pod, if you want to follow us on Twitter. Appreciate everybody who has left us reviews. Subscribe to the show. We do read them all, and they make us happy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Without further ado, let's jump in.
Would you rather?
All right. Our first.
Oh no!
First, would you rather question comes from one of our patrons. Ol McDonald says, "Would you rather personally carry to term and birth one additional child,
ooh,
or have three additional children the traditional way?"
Hmm. How many kids do you want in your house? And wait, how many do you want in your tummy?
So wait, just to be clear, this question is really specific to us. Would we personally rather carry to term and birth one child, or just like our wives carry to term three additional children?
Yes, right. So we all are fathers of three. Your family will either, your family's expanding either way. Now,
but is your body expanding?
Are you taking it to six? I'm not worried. I don't give a crap about the body expansion.
You're carrying it yourself?
No, I'm saying that's the problem. Is I watched my wife give birth to all my kids, and she did two of them. We did home birth for two, which that's an all-natural thing with no painkillers. It looked unpleasant.
Mm-hmm.
It looked very, very
two thumbs down.
I hurt. And I didn't even.
Right.
I was just.
You almost pass out.
Yeah. Her physical pain was so intense that it transferred over to me. And I was like, man, we should really be worried about what's going on with me right now. So the actual thought of having to do that, like, I think one of the best parts about being the dad is you.
Not doing that?
Is not. You don't do the pregnancy part.
Mm hmm.
You get out of it.
But is it worth having three?
That's a lot
more
of kids.
And these aren't triplets, okay? So you're going to be adding and adding and adding.
Man.
That's more. That's, you know.
It's even about double your current kids.
It's about double, but it's also about the length of time,
it's
right?
It's not just double.
Because it's, you know,
it's probably three solid years of the newborn.
Well, you're going to. What age do you get out of diapers? Is that like three?
Two and a half, three.
Two and a half, three?
Yeah, around there.
So,
I don't remember anymore.
The quickest.
I'm still in them.
The quickest that you're getting out of them are, what would that be? Like 5.5 years more of diapers.
Right.
Or I carried a term.
Right.
And, you know, a couple years from now, we're moving on. Our family is able to, you know, once you're potty trained and talking, then you're a human.
And what car are you driving?
Oh, man. You got to drive a clown car.
You can need an industrial-sized van.
You would. And I know people that have this many kids, and that's what they purchased.
Okay, there you go.
They purchased things that you should buy if you're running an HVAC company. There's no, you got no business putting people in these vans.
Whoa, what company are you opening?
There's no windows. Just too many kids HVAC.
There's just benches on the side, and you strap in against the van wall.
I guess I would go like a small school bus at that point. Why not?
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
So to answer this question, I mean, the birth process will be difficult from an anatomy standpoint. But I'm going to go C-section.
Well, I think that's kind of, you're kind of, you're going C-section.
I'm going C-section for sure. I'm scheduling this thing.
And when are you due?
Yes, that's the other nice thing is that now I have an excuse for my belly.
This is
now
all
it's
you got it. Oh, you got 9 months of eating whatever you want.
That's right. I'm eating for two, baby.
Oh no.
I'm putting it down. My baby's gonna be healthy. Also, hair growth is excellent
that
when
is
you are
true.
Pregnant.
Oh, is that it's yes. like nice?
Oh
yes.
Gosh, my wife's hair was unbelievably thick and
you
healthy.
Know, yeah, but then you have the child and kind of the opposite happens, Jason. Like
hey, I'll take 9 months of good hair because
okay.
I already have. Like, my hair's already
bad. Would you get 9 months of good hair and eating whatever you want? You are the perfect candidate to get pregnant.
To a junior.
Yeah, I'm gonna junior over here. I will be Arnold Schwarzenegger with a baby. Give me one, because I'm not dealing with 5.5 years of more diapers and waiting to be able to go out, you know, you get to a certain age where you
Oh, I just want you to end up with triplets. Like, it's not built into the question, but somehow halfway during the turn.
One additional.
I know.
Yeah. So where are you two?
I can't add three more children to my life. I will endure whatever stretch marks I will get. I will endure that pain, that recovery. And I will remind the family every day. I'll remind my wife, I saved us from two kids.
I guess I'll take three the traditional way.
All right. No way.
I know. All right. Jeremy from the website says, which game would you rather play for cash? All right. So you're playing these games for money. Mm-hmm. Scrabble against an English professor. That's where I'm going to fail there. Jenga against a structural engineer, or operation against a surgeon.
I feel like this
I'm playing
is really
Jenga.
Easy.
I'm yeah, playing Jenga.
It's Jenga. A structural engineer. Look,
Jenga.
I am no structural engineer, but I promise you, I understand the structural engineering of Jenga. He's not getting a leg up on me because somehow in his studious going to a university for architecture, he's now
all
like...
All the square blocks are the same.
Listen, I have a secret as to why these blocks stay up. No, we get it. There's three blocks across.
I have a minor in Jenga.
So here's the thing. I thought originally when you were reading this question, it was going to be against each other. Like...
Yeah, I did too.
Scrabble was OUT. Like, I am not good at the word.
I play some Scrabble. It's fun.
I suck at Scrabble.
Oh, nice.
I'm so bad.
Yeah, that's
at it.
The one I want then.
You guys have anybody in your family that is like the savant at word games?
My mom.
Yeah, my stupid wife.
My brother-in-law is that way, and it's you can't play any. I don't care if it's Boggle or Scrabble.
No, Boggle's the one that we at the beginning of our marriage, first few years, we played a lot of Boggle. And
did
then
you?
And then we decided stop playing Boggle or get divorced.
How much of Words with Friends did you guys play?
And pretty good amount.
When that swept, I mean, and if you don't know what that is,
it's called Scrabble.
It's Scrabble, but you're playing on your phone against someone who else is on their phone, and that means they are not watching you play.
Oh, so you can cheat.
Oh, Jason, you're saying this like you're just thinking of this now. The question was going to be what percentage of your playing Words with Friends was actually you playing, or you just going into one of those dictionaries?
I have a pretty strong no word game rule, so I did not get into Words with Friends.
But if I had, I would have cheated.
Oh, absolutely. Because I really do genuinely enjoy winning. It's one of my favorite things, and I don't like to lose, and so this is why I don't play games like word games, because I am bad at them.
I think a surgeon would actually be better at operation, and I think an English professor would be better at Scrabble, but I don't think a structural engineer would be better at Jenga.
Comes down to, for operation, it's shaky hands. I got shaky hands.
Do you?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I've had them my whole life. I got a little shake.
Okay.
So I can't do the operation.
Are you guys good at Jenga?
Am I good? Am I bad? I don't know.
Has anyone actually played Jenga in the last 10 years?
I have. I'm very good at Jenga.
What?
Yeah, I'll take you guys down.
Okay. For money.
Yes, only for money.
Do you play the small scale, or do you play with the bar game with the giant blocks?
It's more often, in recent history, is the giant blocks, the outdoor game. But I don't count that one, right? Like, that's not Jenga.
No, because that's Jenga.
The Jenga is a game, in my opinion, that is who will randomly be selected to lose. That's the way. I mean, Jason's nodding.
I get it. I get it.
Know what I'm saying? It's like any of those games where it's like, you know, eventually you run out of moves, right?
Yeah, you're saying like at some point it's going to, the person will, it will land on someone where they have a much more difficult time because they, you know.
You got to get the middle block
out. It's drawing the short straw.
To me, it's the equivalent of if we had a bunch of blocks and we just stacked them. And it was like, keep stacking them. Whoever stacks the one before it falls loses. That would be random.
Yeah, except I'm
completely random.
Yeah, there's some skill there.
All right, Yum Spray Cheese from Patreon says, would you rather always have to have the painful tingling of a foot that's asleep, or always have the feeling that you just hit your funny bone?
So yesterday, I dealt with a really severe case of my right foot being asleep. It was incredibly painful.
A severe case?
I didn't know that. There was severity.
Now, was this like a sleeping event?
No, it was literally right here. It was.
I know. I recall it now that you mentioned it.
Yeah, I was so sitting in this seat.
I think it's a skill that you were able to get your foot to fall asleep, not toilet related. Because that's the only place I can think of where do my feet fall asleep?
Right, because you're like cutting the blood off
of
your legs.
The porcelain's so hard.
Well, yeah, and it's your if you are leaning forward, that's when you're.
Is that
why they invented the soft toilet seats?
No, that's hemorrhoids. Okay. That one's for the H. But the I totally understand. It's usually on the toilet, but oftentimes it's because of the phone. Especially if you are going to put your arms on your legs.
100%.
If you put your arms, if you're resting your arms on your legs, now your legs, all the blood is being cut off. You're just squeezing it.
What about the explanation for yesterday?
So yesterday, it was after the show. I'm sitting in this chair, and because the show was over, I'm leaning forward, totally take a toilet posture, and I'm on my phone, arm on the leg, and I get up. And
it was just a posture.
Little mess in the seat, but it was that wasn't you're missing the point here. The point is less about the urine and potty, more about the right foot that fell asleep because it was excruciating, and I don't remember it ever being so lopsided. It was only my right
foot.
One foot. It's always
that's
two.
Totally. Why you get? Hold on. You guys are talking about a whole different universe. You have both your feet fall asleep at the same time?
It's not just your feet. It's your entire leg.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're cutting it off at a much higher point.
You have...
I'm talking about... I sit with a foot underneath me sometimes.
On the toilet?
No.
It gets a little messy sometimes, but it elevates me. I can see better from up here.
I had moved off the toilet, but... you've had the midnight wake up with something asleep, though, where you slept on the shoulder and the arms asleep. That happens, too. I can't seem to hold my phone up laying down in a bed without, like, an arm going to sleep somehow.
Really? I've never had that one happen.
Yeah. Well, it's a circulation.
Yeah, it's because you're so tall. Clearly, that's the issue.
I think that I was going to say the funny bone is a much more, severe moment. Like, in the moment, it's devastating compared to the kind of... I can live with it, but it's really uncomfortable of a foot asleep. So I'm going to go permanent foot asleep.
Although I have had on more than one occasion where it was both legs were gone and I stood up from the, and I've almost eaten it several times.
Oh, I'm there with you.
Where the legs are just all of a sudden because the nerves aren't working and you're not feeling
clearly
how
you're both
standing.
Pooping for way too long periods of time.
Look, we don't all have squeaky clean bowels over here, Mr. Golden Intestines.
Sometimes I like Arby's. This is you live your life, I live mine.
Yeah. I just can't believe you both are dealing with, like, you're basically semi-paralyzed when you get off the potty.
That's 100%. I mean, if we had to jog, 100% broken nose. No chance that I don't smash my face.
What do you do then? Do you get to the ground and, like... inchworm your way to the bed?
Yeah, you know the scene from Wolf of Wall Street where he's crawling on the ground? Yeah. Owl Borland, has this ever, have you
oh,
felt
he said
anything
three,
like this?
Yeah, he said yes.
Yeah, I just messaged and said, make that three quarters of the people in this room.
I can tell you, I have not lost half my body.
You're not doing it
on
right.
On the potty.
Yeah,
half
right.
My body on the potty. All right, a guy.
But that being said, I will take the sleepy legs because a funny bone is... a 10 out of 10 on the...
And I don't do that as often as I used to. So it's even worse now.
The hitting the funny bone?
The funny bone doesn't happen. It used to happen a lot as a kid.
Yeah, as a kid, I was trying to think. There's like one very particular instance where I remember everything. I was a kid and I jumped off something and I hit my elbow and it was horrific. But I don't know the last time I've actually really dinged my funny bone.
Hmm. We can work on that. All right, a guy peeing behind a dumpster from Patreon. Okay, all right.
Okay, so this one comes in from Andy.
Would you rather spend 21 days on Naked and Afraid, the show, or in a jungle, or play 21 NFL games as a punt returner?
Oh, man, I
with
really...
your clothes on.
And pads? Do I get the pads
sure.
as well? Awesome. I really thought this was going to be as a punter, and I think I would have accepted as a punter.
Yeah, of course.
Because
that's why it's not that.
Right. Because the punt returner is a dangerous game.
Yeah.
But I'm
that's
also
21 games as a punt returner. You're not going to come out unscathed unless you take a fair catch every single time.
Oh, there's no rule against that. Absolutely.
In which case, if you want to go that way, you are naked on the field.
Yeah, I think for this game, you've got to say you're actually trying to return it.
Oh, man, I am going straight to the sideline every time. But
you're not
even
getting in those sidelines.
No, there's no way I could ever get to the sideline. I don't think if they punted it to the middle of the field and a super long punt, and the rule was all I have to do is get to any sideline either way or the reverse end zone without being touched. That's all I've got to do.
You could not do that.
There's never a chance I would ever
make it. It would be so fun to watch you desperately try to get to the sideline. Because you turn laterally and you run as fast as you can straight laterally.
Oh, man. I'd be doing quarterback slides as a punt returner.
Is there any chance?
I mean, you're blurred on Naked and Afraid.
Is there any chance the three of us? So we do 21 games as an NFL punt returner. Do we make it out alive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paralyzed.
Okay. Yeah.
Same as the potty situation.
Badly,
paralyzed
badly
from the waist
injured.
Down.
I think I could make it out alive. I am 265 pounds right now.
Okay.
I can take a hit. I'm not saying I can run away from anybody or do anything of substance. I'm also not saying it's going to be easy or no problem to getting tackled by an NFL player. But
you could take a wallop.
The gunners here on the punt team, those are the small, fast guys, and they're going to smash me.
Yes.
But it's not going to be the 285-pound guy plowing
me down.
I'd be
in trouble.
You would be in more trouble. You would probably break in half.
I'd probably have some, lose some limbs.
I need a rundown on what goes into Naked and Afraid. I've never watched it. I assume there's nudity, and I assume you're scared. That's what I've gathered so far.
You're basically dropped in.
Very astute, Mike.
You're basically dropped in a forest, and you have no clothes, no shoes, nothing. You got to survive.
Okay, so this is just a random survival for 21
days?
But it's
you and a stranger.
Wait, I have
of
to
the
be,
opposite
I gotta
sex.
Be nude with a stranger?
Yeah.
Get. It would have to be. Here's the deal. I would die in that situation.
I would die of shame.
Much quicker.
Now, the blurring they do on the TV, does that come with you? Is that in real life, too?
Right.
Because if I could do...
It's actually just this plastic sheet you're wearing that kind of has a
it's fuzzy.
A blur effect.
That show is the most perfect example of modern television, right? Let's come up with, let's get Bear Grylls, but let's mix it up and you're naked out there.
It's too easy.
It's just, I mean, yeah, it's too easy.
I would make some clothing real quick.
Did you guys hear about the new show coming out, Naked and Jeopardy? It's Jeopardy, but the contestants have to be blurred. And so it's like, can you answer these questions?
We should move on.
In your shame?
All right.
I'm taking the punt returner, and I just realized I will never be tackled.
You'll probably get paid more.
I will never be able to catch one of those punts.
Yeah, that's also
I will
a good
be fumbling
boy.
And muffing every single punt coming my way.
I think the second you drop it, you're like fair game, though, to get smashed.
Yes. Yeah, I'll lay down.
All right. We have another segment coming up. Before that, a quick break.
Hey, Drew Scott here, and I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Spitballers to the rescue.
All right, before our very important and special draft, we do have some life advice to dole out. And we talked about this. This is important. This could define the rest of your life if you listen to it carefully. I don't know what the question is. Mike from the website says, I have just found out that I'm going to be a dad to a baby girl.
Oh, fantastic.
Congratulations.
You guys all seem to really hit the mark as cool dads.
That is right.
What is your advice on how I can be the hip new dad on the block? And secondly, what should I avoid? What's the most uncool dad thing that you guys have all done?
Oh, brother. I can.
Everything I do is cool. So
right, that's what I was gonna say. I can honestly say, like, I don't think I've ever done an uncool thing. Now, is it uncool to me or to my children? They've now reached the age of embarrassment, which is awesome. That means you can do absolutely anything you want, and the worse it is, the better it is, because it's on purpose. I think the worst thing you can do is actually try to be cool. Does that make sense? You know, you're the cool dad, unless you're trying to be. You know,
that's part of being cool. That is, you can't try to be cool. You just are cool.
That would be the most embarrassing thing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like your friend has your son or daughter has a friend over. You're just trying to be like, I'm trying to be like, a cool kid.
You come out with your leather.
You guys want some Twizzlers?
Leather jacket on. You're like, ooh, who wants pizza pockets? Hey.
Is it just Stamos now?
It's Fonzie, but close enough.
I mean, but he wants to be cool. He wants to be the hip new dad on the block.
Just be you, man.
Yeah, but he's not very cool, probably.
Oh,
yeah,
Mike, probably I'm sorry to hear that.
Not everybody's cool.
And his name Mike. That's obviously
you're up against
it.
Yeah,
that's tough. Well, first of all, you're going to want to get a couple books on dad jokes. I can recommend some for you.
Oh, yeah.
You need to brush up on that. I think that's going
to
be...
I've had these dad moments in the last few weeks where I've had to pick up the kids from school. And I'm not proud of this. But I go to pick the kids up and, you know, you got to go in and sign the kids out in the front office. Mm-hmm. And both times I am saying to myself, please don't ask me their teacher's name. Please don't ask me. Please, whatever you do, don't say what class is he in. Because I'm about to be so embarrassed because I can't remember.
Man. You got to know your kids' teachers.
At one point, I did. You know my memory. I got three kids. There's a lot happening here. It's been a long year. They've had different teachers. But both times, I didn't think about it before. Like, I could have done the research beforehand. But I go in there and I go, oh, no. What if they ask me what class to get the kid out of?
I can't believe they haven't asked
me. Oh, I know.
Every time I've signed my kid out, you have to give the kid and then the teacher's name.
I just write, you know.
Do you really?
No.
Oh, I was like, I could see that. It was like, oh, there'd be a funny joke.
Oh,
they're
my
never
going
to look at it. Yeah, that's surprising that you don't know your...
I mean, I know, I think I know some teachers' names. I'm not sure which is which.
Okay.
We haven't been on campus a lot this year, okay?
Okay, that's fair.
I'm just perusing my arsenal of dad jokes.
Oh, yeah, give one. But, cool one, though.
For Mike, you can hit your daughter with this when she's of listening age.
She listens to the show.
The baby daughter? The baby girl? She should listen to the show.
Oh, that different. The other mic.
Yeah. Not you. No,
me.
I was talking to the questionnaire, Mike.
The mic from the website.
What kind of ice cream is bad at tennis?
What kind of ice cream is bad at tennis? I don't know.
Soft serve.
Oh, all right. All right.
Yeah, man, that makes sense.
Go get some tattoos, Mike. That'll make you cool.
Stay cool.
Adam from Patreon, as I was getting dressed for work this morning, I realized that I am all out of clean underwear.
Been there.
Been,
Adam.
We've all been there. Should I put on yesterday's dirty underwear, which is only one day old, or should I go to the hamper and pull out last week's dirty underwear that hasn't been worn in 7 days? So this question is fundamentally, is recency the most important factor or time to air out? Like 7 days, has something happened that's positive in 7 days to that underwear? And the answer is no.
The answer is absolutely. Like you.
Oh, it's better for 7 days to have passed?
It is absolutely.
Like, way better.
Adam, number one, you're going to have to get over it. You're going to have to go full in for the smell test. And
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
I'm willing to risk without the smell test.
Yeah, I'm not doing the smell test.
Oh, you got to do the smell test.
Wait, are you smelling the crotch?
Yes. Yeah, the front and back. You got to get in there. And you got to
not
make...
just a general like.
No.
Not just a.
No.
Do I smell it from here test?
No, you
got to. That's what I would do.
You got to get in there. You got to check it out. Then you got to go in the hamper and
put it over your head like a mask.
Wear it around.
Try it on for size.
I'm telling you, you will be happier if you find the least smelly pair and you put them on.
This is a psychological endeavor. This is not about smells. Both pairs should not be worn. That's the truth. In a perfect world, you're putting on a new pair of underwear, right?
But he's out.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
So he's commando.
So no. At this point in time, it's psychological. And here's what you do. You begin by taking the pair that's on the ground that's one day old, and you move it to a place that's higher, like on a counter or on the edge of a sofa.
Then always want to put your dirty underwear on the counter. Go on.
Then you walk away for a little while, and then when you come back, it will appear to you to be slightly cleaner. It will seem a little bit... It's moved from the floor to a location where maybe you set something clean.
Why don't you just fold it, put it in your drawer?
You can do that.
Leave for a bit, come back.
That's totally fine.
I have one more pair.
It's psychological. Both pairs should not be worn.
Do you inside out them?
That's the right call.
Interesting. But then you're getting your jeans or your clothes...
Which
like
is fine.
Direct contact, which they never have.
It's one day. There's penalties.
So you end up throwing away those.
No, you can wash the jeans. Mm.
Well, look, Adam, I can tell you from recent
inside
experience.
Inside out, huh?
Yeah, I mean,
I've heard it. I've never. I don't know if I've inside
never been
out
down
it.
That road.
No.
So
no, because I smell test.
I ordered.
Breaking news. It smells, Mike.
Oh, I know. But you got to find the one that smells the least.
Oh no, that's gross.
So we've been
have your
playing,
wife smell them for you.
We've been playing pickleball recently,
and honey? I just
yeah. No, honey, you love me, right?
Are these clean? All right, go ahead, Jason. We've been playing pickleball.
You guys should know this story. It's very recent. It was from last week.
I know where this is going.
I ordered some awesome new underwear. Love them. They came individually packaged. They're very fancy. Mm-hmm. And so
gourmet.
I grabbed a pair of my brand new, never before opened or worn underwear, packed my gym bag, went, played pickleball, gotten blah, sweaty. I am a sweaty man in all phases of life, but
all
I
areas.
Play sports and watch out. So I come to the studio, we shower, we get ready, I go to change. Now, I'm an XL man, and I open up these brand new underwear that are individually packaged, and my order was incorrectly given to me as a medium, and I'm telling you, this was a schmedium. So I have a decision to make. I have soggy bottom option, nasty, wet, can wring them out shorts.
Can't do it.
Can't do that. Commando is an option, and just go, look, I can't, I don't have underwear to wear. There's no option.
Averted your eyes.
There's the public to think about there, yeah.
Or, I mean, I'm still wearing pants.
Hey, one layer.
Or I try to put on these mediums. So I go with option 3, and I put on the mediums. They were tight. And I come out, I tell you guys a story, and about 5 minutes later, I can't breathe anymore.
We're so back to the numb legs.
Your legs were purple.
We went commando. And so, Adam, I would say, do your laundry and go commando.
Ken from Patreon, I've been waiting for a very important personal phone call all day at work. This call had large personal financial implications. I finally got the call and headed into the break room to answer it. When I walked into the break room, I saw a good friend alone and crying about something. We made eye contact just before I did a 180 to take my call somewhere else. How should I have handled this situation?
Okay. Large personal financial.
Sounds like a pretty important call. Sounds like.
Is there any hand signal you can give somebody if you're on a personal call to somebody that's crying that tells them, I'll be there to care for you soon?
Can you give them the 1 second?
No.
I don't think
you can give them the one finger. Hold that cry.
Yeah, I don't.
Hold
I don't,
that tear.
I don't think that's going to play well. I think.
Can you give him a virtual hug? Like,
yeah.
No, this Ooh, has to hug. Be. This has air to hug. Be a gasp at what you just heard on the phone. Maybe yours news is as bad or worse than your friend's, and then you turn around and you're just blown away.
Okay, I like where this is going.
Now, who's got the problem? Did they come to console you? Because if you're both crying, who really is the one that needs to console the other?
I think you got to gasp and then throw out a they what?
Oh no.
Disastrous.
Well, now we're overselling it a little bit too much.
Who died? No. What you do? What about a note?
Owl's going with, I'm on my way.
Oh, that's good. Oh.
That's good. That'll work.
What about a note? What if you scribbled something? Like, BRB.
I am worried in that situation that my attention would be pulled away from this important financial. If I'm writing a note, I'm not listening to this phone call. And so I can't go there. I really need to focus on this call. This is big financial implications.
Yeah, but your friend is crying.
Yeah, okay, but hold on. This person has been listed as a good friend.
Yeah.
And I, as a good friend, if something devastating had happened to me and I would just found out, and then I saw you guys leave, and I'd be like, what was that all about? But it would be all right. Because you are good friends.
You're understanding.
And you would simply say, Mike, I was waiting for this call. There were large financial implications. And I would say, oh, I totally get it. I respect your large financial implications. Because I am a good friend.
Now,
well, that person might say, yeah, cool. Yeah, you're getting a new house. Gotcha. Yeah, my.
Yeah, that's what I was just realizing is that whatever is causing the cry,
yeah,
it might not be minor. And then you're going to feel way worse later.
Yeah, but I can't change it now. I can't save Nana.
No, you can't.
But
you can
save
still close on this
interest
house.
Race,
but
interest
I can
rate
lock in this 2.75%.
Okay, that's a good point, Mike. Nana can't come back. We'll deal with that later. I got to lock my rate in. No, I mean, that makes sense. What a good friend you are.
I just can't imagine that this place isn't this important financial call. They're not willing to, like, you know, call you back. That's the solution.
I never thought about that as an option. Oh, hold on.
My friend just had some really bad news. Call me back in 5.
But you've been waiting all day. You're not getting that call in 5
okay.
minutes.
Okay, how about this? How about this?
It's 3.25. Enjoy your interest rate.
Oh, man, that's a lot of money, Andy. That's a lot of interest
over
the life
30
of the
years,
loan.
Yeah.
What if you do this? Look, you've been waiting for the call. Make them wait a little bit and just say, oh, I'm so sorry. Can you hold on 1 second? And you hit that mute button and you test the water, but you give it, you know, a 5 second, like, what's going on? And then you just determine, like, oh, this is serious, or they're being a baby. And then you're like, I will, you know what I mean? Like,
well, he 180'd and walked out of the room. So what I would do is I'd get this person in on the same call. You could 2 birds, 1 stone, 3-way call. Call your friend that's crying. They hop on the financial call, and you can talk to both of them.
If you've got a good enough rate, that just might make them even more sad.
I just locked in a 4.5.
Oh, no, I'm on a 5.75. All right.
Why are interest rates changing so fast?
Oh, no, Nana and this. All right. One more quick break before we jump into our draft.
The Spitballers Draft.
All right. We are drafting the best elements on the periodic table. Something that we know so very much about. There's a number of elements on there, and we're going to draft the best.
How many? Just how many elements?
I'm going to guess 144.
Okay.
Pure guess.
Okay.
All right. In my head, it just went to 128.
Okay. This is literally just
don't know.
This is a high school guess. I'm not cheating. We know Jason will cheat, but go on.
No. My hands are up. I'm going to say.
Do you have a chart in front of you?
What? What? How many did you both guess?
Yeah.
How many did you?
I guessed
128. I guessed 144.
128.
I'll go 129.
Oh, is it 129?
It's 118.
Bryce
is right.
So Mike wins.
We all lost.
All right. All right, the best elements. Now, there are factors here in play. There are cool elements. There are bountiful elements.
Uh-huh.
There are some real stupid elements.
Yeah. So, Mike, you get the first pick.
All right.
You said there's a definitive 101. I'm trying to play myself into Mike Wright's brain and what...
Okay.
Because he's a bit of a science guy. I'm trying to think... I think you're going to prioritize the essential nature of an element and not the cool factor. But we'll find out right now.
Well, mine is coming through with all of those things. And it's coming through with a bunch of danger on top of that.
Okay.
I can go back in time with this element if I need to. I can power a city with this because it's radioactive, my man. I am taking plutonium.
Okay.
Plutonium, baby.
Are we... That's an element, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's...
That's the one I thought wasn't.
Well, someone needs a brush up on their science.
Because plutonium is not a natural occurring element, I believe, is the situation. Because you have...
Now, uranium is part of it, though, isn't it? And uranium's an element.
Correct. Well, no. Uranium is an element and plutonium is an element.
They're both elements.
Yes.
Okay, so I got to the point where plutonium was... it's a great pick.
I'm taking...
Now that I know it's really an element.
I am taking PU... Oh, plutonium.
Stinky.
And
which is just a nice bonus. Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. I had three, like, there's a top three to me. And that wasn't in there. I'm not saying it's a bad pick.
Mine glows, my man.
Yours is going to be popular out there with the science crowd. But I'm going to be honest. I'm going to take the true best element. Okay. The actual most important element. I'm not going to mess around here. It's not the fanciest. It's the most common in the universe.
Oh.
It makes up
okay.
Almost 3/4 of the visible universe in weight. And yet it is the lightest element.
How much Google? What are you doing over here, Wikipedia?
I am telling you, Mike, zero Googling, zero anything. This is pure, already knowledge I had. I am a big fan of hydrogen.
Okay.
I can make bombs. I can make the universe. Hydrogen is everything. Hydrogen is like the main building block of our universe.
I'm thankful that you took that.
It's also number one.
Okay. Yeah.
I have hydrogen. It's on my list, and it's the only one that actually has a note. And the note is, it's number one on the list.
There you go.
I was a little worried because my number one that I'm going to go with here, and I guess I have two picks, so that's kind of cool. I'm going to go with carbon. Carbon is the my number one pick.
That's a good pick.
Diamonds, come on. I mean...
We're all...
Yeah,
we are
all carbon. Of us, 20% of...
carbon life forms.
We're all stardust, man.
I've been called carbon life form.
Life,
before.
Diamonds, what, coal?
Hands, diamond.
Yeah, all right. So I will go with carbon as my first pick, the essential building block.
And what I do like, and I reckon, because carbon's on my list as well, what I recognize about these is, like, you want to be first. You know, like, it's unfortunate that I wasn't hip enough to realize what Twitter was going to be, and I could have grabbed at Mike. You know, you're one of the OGs.
Right.
But, I mean, like, carbon's coming through. What's the short for carbon? C.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. Because that's how cool it is.
Mm-hmm.
C.
Yeah,
hydrogen has that too with the H, but
yeah, you don't need a further abbreviation.
Yeah, I don't need another letter because it's C.
I always feel like Tuesday and Thursday compete.
They do.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. They're so stupid.
All right, so carbon is number one for me. This is where it's difficult because I've got some sneaky picks that I think will come back to me.
I mean, there are two home run picks here.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to go with gold.
Yeah.
I'm going with
gold. It's the one that makes the least sense to come back to me.
Yeah, it would never. Never.
It's incredibly shiny, guys. Have you seen gold lately?
I hear it's very valuable.
It's wonderful. It's valuable. It's
Now, but the symbol, though.
The symbol throws you off.
The symbol's the stupidest.
What is it? I don't even have it up. Is it AU? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
What?
Gold.
What? That's because somebody saw it one day and went, oh.
I believe that is from the Latin word for yellow, is the origin of the AU.
No, it's from, oh!
But it's not yellow, it's gold.
But yeah. I know.
They are
so
two different colors.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is a bad
pick.
Back
then, they didn't know how
to. This is a bad pick. AU?
I'm being swayed.
Yeah.
It's not a great one.
It's yellow, it's
not
real.
A great one. No, I'm going with gold. You guys can... take your bitterness out on me later.
It's really the only thing I had against the gold pick is the stupid.
Also,
symbol.
You're just wrong.
Yeah, Owl has corrected
it. Comes
you.
From the Latin word aurum, meaning gold, which makes more sense.
Dive deeper, my friends. All right,
yellow. You drafted yellow.
I am up, and I'm going to take. Look, I thought there were a big three. gold was one of my big three. Obviously, hydrogen is one of them, as I took. And I'm taking oxygen. I mean, we all need it.
It's a great pick.
It's everywhere. Hydrogen and oxygen. I can do some things with this.
You need a little bit more oxygen than the hydrogen.
Well, that's going to be tough because hydrogen's everywhere.
I thought about going oxygen with the carbon. I just didn't want two basics. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I just
wanted something shinier.
I just got water. I got an extra thing.
Yeah.
Man.
I could buy a lot of water with my gold. Just tell you that.
Not if I've got all the water.
All right. Mike, you are back up. You got two picks.
Oh, man. I was hoping one of those at least would come through. All right.
Including oxygen? Was that on your
list? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If I were making the case for oxygen, it's the big O. If I were making the case for oxygen, fire would be part of it. I mean, you need it for fire.
That's true. It is the fuel.
Yeah. All right, Mike.
So I'm gonna dip my toes here into some metal.
Yeah.
Dive deeper.
Are you literally gonna dip in there?
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna get in the metal game, and I get it gold. It was everything, you know, for a while. It's kind of all busted now.
Totally.
And we've moved on.
Bitcoin.
We've moved on to better metals.
Yeah, gold is worthless.
Yeah. You got to get that platinum, my friend.
Oh, okay.
Platinum. Because you're getting your jewelry. People don't want gold jewelry. You get platinum jewelry now. Way better.
Yeah, we had to change my wife's wedding ring
to platinum. Band.
We had to change it to platinum. Like her engagement ring was platinum.
That's right. Oh.
But then her wedding band was gold.
Oh, which one did you get rid of?
And she had a allergic reaction to the gold.
Oh, no, because
gold
sucks.
And it took us 14 years. To change it out. She literally would take the ring off for like 2 weeks, put it back on, take it off, put it back on. We fixed that problem.
Oh, man. So I have one.
So you're going platinum.
I'm going with platinum.
Okay.
Platinum is very shiny, very pretty.
That's PT.
PT. All right. I will take the PT pick, please. I have a pick that I have. I guess I will just take.
So you have PU and PT so far.
Oh, man.
Oh, goodness. Is there any more P's on there?
I mean, there are definitely. You can get palladium.
Yeah. Very nice.
Jinx. Did you guys just science jinx?
Science jinx.
I love Michael Keaton.
You're supposed to say I love Bill Nye. There are some other P's out there, Mike. Throw them at me.
Throw them at me.
Lead?
You can go with lead because that's.
Oh, lead. But lead is just.
But PB. So yeah, peanut butter.
It's as dumb as gold.
All right, I'm not going to take it. I've got the one that I...
You've had it out for gold all your life.
I'm a little nervous that it's on your list, and it won't make it back, and I would just be too devastated if it didn't, because...
You could just go with P, too.
Wait, what's
the
P?
The OGP, phosphorus.
Oh.
That's pretty boring. Phosphorus?
Just Jason's platinum.
Boron.
Jason's going to take some phosphorus. More like borophil.
What do you got?
So speaking, I'm sticking with the theme of pretty. And when you go to Vegas and it's nighttime.
Oh, okay.
I'm taking those neon lights, baby. Mm. I will take neon. I will take NE. I have no idea if it was on your list, but I can't leave this draft without taking
it. It was an emergency pick for me.
I got to get it.
So yeah, that's NE.
Yes.
Number 10.
I can see that.
Of course you can, because it's neon, Chase.
That's fair. I can see it a whole lot easier than my oxygen. All right. Okay. I was worried that you were...
Okay.
There's two that I kind of want left. One, I thought only you would pick. I don't think I worry about Andy, so I'm safe there. And it's a late round pick. It's nothing special.
Okay.
It's not even good. Terrible pick. That will be coming shortly.
We don't know what it is, and now you have just down-talked your pick.
Yes, I have. Instead, I'm going to go like you and Mike with a metal. Except, you know, you're platinum, you're gold, you're soft. I'm titanium,
okay,
my friend. Okay. I mean, I'm getting, like, my wedding ring, you know, get a nice titanium band. I'm going to be protected completely. So my titanium, you put that in, I don't know, do they put it in trucks and stuff? Like strong things.
You just had to keep going, making your case. They probably use that in big metal sticks.
They put that in lead pipes, or is that lead? Darn it.
All right. So what are your selections so far?
I've got hydrogen, oxygen, and titanium.
Okay. And Mike, what are you up to?
Plutonium, platinum, and neon.
Okay. And I have carbon, and I have gold.
Oh.
And I have a decision to make here.
Two of them, actually.
And I'm going to go with the only metal that is liquid at room temperature. Do you know what it is?
I assume this is
mercury.
Poisonous.
I'm going with mercury. It's cool. It's toxic.
Yeah.
Enjoy but that's your not death. A, I mean, yeah. Plutonium over there is just fine. Yeah, I think it's cool. It dissolves gold and silver, believe it or not.
Oh, so that's not a good pick for you.
Well, no, I mean, I'm not dissolving myself. I couldn't let you get it and dissolve my element away.
Did you know?
Volcanoes spew it out.
The
people used to play with mercury. Do you know that?
Yes.
My dad played with mercury as a kid.
The term Mad Hatter. Mad as a Hatter. It's related to mercury because they would wash furs in mercury or something.
Interesting.
And then, so it would end up going into the hats.
That's crazy. I used to drink the juice out of thermometers, and it was like...
juice?
Yeah.
And...
It's like a glove. I mean, you crack that thing open.
And you dump it in.
Now, you know, of course, because I have a theme going on of more like complex, nuanced, neat, cool elements.
Oh, there's a theme going on here?
Yeah, here's the theme. Do you want to know what the abbreviation for mercury is? It's obvious.
Yeah, I would love to know.
It's HG.
Oh, man.
Mr. Wells.
So, mercury. Yeah, that's my pick. Wait, do I have another pick?
You sure do.
All righty. Really didn't need to wait for something to come back then, did I?
Nope.
He's going to go sulfur.
Oh, all right.
The stinkiest of the elements.
Although, really,
bait me into sulfur, guys.
You've got PU. You should have gone sulfur.
Sulfur smells so bad.
Yes.
Have you been to like a national park where they have the bubbling pools?
I have not.
Mm-hmm. I've farted, though. I create sulfur.
No, you don't, do you? I don't think sulfur comes out of your butt, Jason.
No, I do. I'm not saying that's
methane,
what happens for people. I'm saying I
you personally
create sulfur.
Yeah.
And you sulfur through it.
Oh, man. I was thinking it, and I didn't want to say it.
All right. 10 out of 10. I am going to go with helium. I'm going to go with helium.
Okay.
Not only does it make your voice funny when you talk with helium in your lungs, coolest element.
And we're rapidly running out.
Liquid helium forms at -269 degrees Celsius.
There's a helium shortage.
There's a helium shortage.
There has been. Mm-hmm. There has been.
Now, are they going to make more?
I don't think that's
how
it works.
No laughing matter, Jason.
Okay.
No, helium is the one I'm going to go with. And yes, they just have to... how do you get helium? You dig it up?
I don't know.
I feel like if you dig it up, you got to be careful because it will float away on you. I think that's why we're running so low on helium is it's all flying away.
They all miss the string?
It's extracted from natural gas, a byproduct of radioactive decay of uranium and thorium.
Oh, that sounds like something I shouldn't have inhaled before. I mean, because I've sucked a lot of helium out of balloons before. That does not sound safe. When you read that again?
It's extracted from natural gas, a byproduct of radioactive decay of uranium and thorium.
Radioactive decay in the lungs has to be good.
Get this. Much of the extraction in the United States and the world comes from underground gas fields in Texas and Kansas.
Wow. All right.
There you go.
Yep.
So I will close out my elemental draft here. Carbon, gold, mercury, helium.
All right. I know where I'm going. I thought this would be my fourth pick from the get-go. The only person I thought might take it might be Mike. Mostly just because it's a cool name. It's a cool place.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going Krypton,
I don't know
what it is, but I know that it produces something that can get in Superman's way.
Kill Superman.
It's a noble gas.
Oh, yes, it is.
Which I always thought was an interesting category in the periodic table. Like, these aren't just gases. These are noble.
Krypton.
You're thinking of kryptonite, right?
No, I'm thinking of my noble gas.
Oh, you make a noble gas.
Just so many fart jokes.
Apparently, here, I'll help you out. Krypton's a part, because it was on my list, makes up lasers.
Oh,
that's cool.
It's also part of the atmosphere on a certain red planet.
Krypton? I thought Krypton was green, but okay.
I thought it was green too.
Mars.
Okay. Tomato, tomato.
And, you know, KR. So a very traditional.
All right. I like it.
Makes sense kind of elemental abbreviation.
Well, fellas, I am baffled. I am baffled that this element made it back to me. I'm going to take another metal. I'm going to take Fe.
Iron.
I'm going to take Fe. I'm going to take iron.
Yeah.
Which I think is stronger than titanium.
Probably not.
I'm not sure.
I don't think so.
Look, they make real strong stuff out
of iron,
right?
Does iron corrode?
You corrode.
All right.
Don't talk about my iron.
Fair point.
It rusts.
What? It emphysema rusts. Al over there. What the heck?
I just got to tell them this immediately. It rusts.
Oh, man.
Hey, that's the symbol of gold.
He's
not happy.
No, he's super upset.
All right. Hey, here's some of the not drafted but exciting elements to me that I didn't mention. Magnesium.
Okay.
Because it burns underwater.
Oh, magnesium.
That's pretty dope.
That's fireworks, right?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure about
Could
that.
Could be.
I had sodium.
Yeah, I should have taken that because love it.
Yeah, I figured sodium would go in this draft.
No wonder you took the lightest element.
And then
projecting.
And then silver was on here, but
after gold.
I couldn't take silver after
You're getting
gold.
Second place.
I had to go to platinum, which we all know is above gold.
Is also, Al still here?
No,
he has passed on.
Let me check.
Oh, he is still here. Okay.
All right. Did you have any more, Jason?
I really just wanted to get to sodium. One of my absolute favorite things.
How did you not take sodium?
I was really captivated by Superman.
Okay.
At the end of this draft.
So uranium and plutonium are both elements. Mm-hmm. They're two away.
They're just
from
not
each other.
Naturally occurring elements.
Correct.
Uranium is? Isn't uranium naturally occurring?
You're asking not a scientist. No. Now, what I had talked about at the beginning of the show was I was just, you know, like metals are elements. It's like, oh, well, perfect. I'll draft steel. But that's
a combination of what? Iron and something?
Yeah. It's like you are taking stuff out of iron.
You guys scared me because when you know, I've been doing all my research just looking at the periodic table.
Uh-huh.
And then I thought for a second at the beginning of this show that you were like, well, not everything on the periodic table is an element. I was like, oh, Christ.
Oh, no.
I have no idea which ones are what then.
So you were looking at the periodic table
of elements, worried that some of them were not.
Now,
elements.
Mike, if we put our elements together, we make steel because it's an alloy of iron and carbon.
Ah.
That's how you make it. And uranium does naturally occur.
Oh, okay. Fantastic. Okay. I should dig some of that up.
Yeah. Well, you inhaled most of it with the helium, probably.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think we're done with the old elements.
What a draft.
What a draft indeed.
What did we learn today?
I learned that structural engineers, whatever, have a great advantage when they're playing Jenga.
Oh,
apparently
that they do.
I learned that Andy has not really enjoyed a proper double leg toilet.
You gotta get into your poops, man.
And I learned that Jason really hates gold. I mean, just straight up hates it. Yeah.
Unless I drafted it, in which case it would have been great.
That'll do it for the show.
On behalf of Al Portland, we want to thank you, Spitwads.
Thank you for tuning in, everyone. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.
He's shaking his head.
Goodbye. Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com. Ugh.